a great year for hurling in the Northwest. In April, Davin Flynn, who is from Ross Cray, has played at a minor level down in Tipperary. Well, he's pretty much part of the Donegal setup these days, being based in Letterkenny. And he scored 2-8 to help the Donegal hurlers to capture the Division 3A league title with a great win over Tyrone at Celtic Park. 425-111 was the final score line in that one. So Donegal getting a promotion to Division 2B. They've been up there before, a bit of a yo-yo experience in recent years, but they'll be confident, I think, going forward that they can stay at that higher level next year. In the Ulster Senior Championship, Donegal lost to the Antrim Seniors in the semi-final, while the Derry Hurlers beat Tyrone by 5 points to claim the Ulster Hurling Shield. And Derry won the 2017 Nicky Rackard Cup after defeating Armagh 322-215. That game was in Croke Park. Alan Grant, the leading scorer there for Derry, 1-5. He contributed to their convincing 10-point win. And that Nicky Rackard Cup final win means that Derry will play in the Christy Ring Cup next year. And also, it was interesting to note that the Nicky Rackard Champion 15 team, which was basically like the all-stars for those hurling counties, well, that team featured a host of Northwest players. One from Donegal, which was Davin Flynn. And we also had two from Tyrone, Brendan Begley and Stephen Donnelly. And then five from Derry: Brendan Rogers, Darren McCluskey, Paul Cleary, Sean Casty and Gerald Bradley. Well, Donegal also won the All-Ireland C Under-21 Hurling Championship, which augurs well with the for the future. 114-12 points they beat Sligo at Markovich Park, the third year in a row that they've won it. And I think it's interesting to note the Donegal Senior Championship. For years it was just Burt and Satanta, sometimes up to three. We're now talking probably six clubs really able to compete at senior level. And Satanta, well, they were crowned the Ulster Hurling Junior Club Champions in November. A tremendous achievement. They had, of course, beaten St. Eunan's in the final of the Donegal Senior Hurling Championship. And a number of young players coming through with several clubs, which certainly does give one real confidence for the future. Now, Satanta, they beat the Derry champions Namaha in McCool Park on a scoreline of 217-311 to lift that crown. Declan Coulter, one of the stars during the campaign, and captain Kevin Campbell, very much the man of the moment, scoring 11 points in that Ulster final. Well, the Satanta manager is Paul Campbell, and it really was a dream come true for all involved.
It's unbelievable. You hear my voice there, look here. I just had to listen to Kevin make the speech there, look here, and bringing tears to my eyes. Look, you see that big crowd, I'd say the whole parish is here today. And what it means to the parish and for them players down there, the work that they put on, sure they just get their just rewards there today.
Yeah, because we were watching Kevin and we were listening to his word. It was so emotional when he talked about the players that he has three brothers, but now he's got 24. So it just means, it just shows what it means to somebody like Kevin Campbell and to everybody involved in this group.
Well, I always say it in the change rooms, look here, boys, there's nothing that we wouldn't do for one another. We're a tight team, we're a very tight-knit community, we're a small field of families and around that community, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for them boys down there, and I know there's nothing them boys wouldn't do for me. You know, no matter what it be, if I needed lifted somewhere, if I needed cash, or if I needed anything, them boys will do it for me, and I'll do it for them, and that's why, you know, we have the Banner Brothers, and that's why, whenever Namaya came back at us, you know, at the end of the first half, I got them sat down and seen them at half time. I says, listen here boys, we can't let this slip. And they went out and they showed their mettle, what they thought of one another, the way they fought in that second half.
Plenty of passion down around the cross. That was Paul Campbell, the Satanta manager. On a sad note, Denny Cullen Sr. Passed away just a couple of months ago, and the Cullen family synonymous with hurling and Satanta down through the years. But these are exciting times for Donegal hurling, very much on the up.
Yeah, on the third Sunday in January, they're playing a Waterford side in the All-Ireland semi-final. That game is down in Navan. As Satanta go in search of a place of an All-Ireland final, that would be some achievement to get to that All-Ireland junior decider. But they've got a big game to come against, I think it's Ardmore of Waterford, isn't it? Ardmore of Waterford in January. There's also Camogie being played in the county, and there's a lot of work being done at grassroots level. Dermot is in the thick of the Camogie world as well. because he's watching his young ones playing that sport. So, Dermot, tell us about some of the developments and the work that's been done for Camogie and Donegal.
Yeah, listen, Oisín, I've had my eyes opened on that front as well in recent years. You got to take your hats off to those that are working with the young players in the county. There hasn't been that much activity within Camogie and the county for a long while, but there's a huge amount of progress been made. Four Masters, Muff, Carndonagh, and the two clubs in Letterkenny Gaels and St Eunan's field at underage level. I think there's a new team being set up now within Niamh Padraic of Muff, which shows the progress being made within an Inishowen, and also great progress being made at coming to Munster level too within the national schools. So credit to everybody involved.